Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Texas Governor Rick Perry is suggesting the Obama administration intentionally created the humanitarian crisis of minors at the border. He said, look, it's either that or they're that incompetent. I realize both are believable, but look, they've been trying to force Republicans' hands on immigration reform. This would be a way to do it. This would be a way to do it. I lean toward that this was done intentionally. That they tried to get out the misimpression that you drop your kids at the border and they'll be allowed to stay here. Now, trying to put the genie back in the bottle, you know, doing these PSAs and don't do that. Little late now, Mr. President. It could be incompetence. But I think it's very possible in terms of actually helping the kids get there. I that might be a step too far. You know, that somehow the government is secretly getting the kids to the border. I would hope that's a reach. I don't know, maybe not. But I do believe they did intend to create this mess. Kurt in Stratford. Kurt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I'm personally of the opinion that it is a calculated move on the administration's part. With that said, from a conservative standpoint, the Obama administration is a known quantity. I actually find fault more with the Republican leadership in the House. There are things we can do to minimize this. And what I'm getting at is we have to de-incentivize people that are hiring the illegal aliens. And the government needs to stop providing benefits to people that are here illegally. You know, once you've removed those incentives, there's not a lot of reason to come here. And so whatever they do on the border becomes moot. I personally know some Hispanic folks in this area, and great people, work hard, and they all tell me the same thing. You can get the fake documentation down in Milwaukee or Chicago, fairly reasonable, and then you can receive badger care, heating assistance, all sorts of things, and they know that these things are not cross-referenced, so they feel very comfortable doing that. And employers that turn a blind eye to this, there's really not a lot of punishment involved for doing that.
Yeah, all of that's true, Kurt, and that is, and yes, conservatives wanting to, and the Wall Street Journal's been big on this, saying, no, we need these workers. We need these workers. It's a separate issue, though. This is a massive humanitarian crisis with unattended children. If the administration really believed this was going to be the result of what they did, this is unconscionable. And if a Republican president had been, even at whatever the cause, as indifferent to what's happening at the border as this president is, they'd be talking about impeachment. Joe in Green Bay. Joe, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jer. I do agree with you and the previous caller. Is that the way I would put it is the president, he may know what he's doing, but he's probably, he would rather have a blind eye and a deaf ear toward the U.S., and yet you might never know whether if that deaf ear might, whatever we would say, would fall on deaf ears, and yet president would not pay attention, and yet he may have some fundraisers down there. It's like what is the average USA folk doing when they're lying, when they would think that the Hispanic population would have jobs and the white folk would be like laying on their butts, eating potatoes, eating bonbons, and playing video games.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Yeah, again, you know, both callers so far have gone to kind of the boilerplate, longstanding, big-term immigration issue. I think this is a new development in that. And here's Rick Perry's point. Does it really matter if it's rank incompetence by the administration that created this humanitarian crisis at the border, or if it was by design? I suspect Perry might be right. that it was by design in an effort to force Republicans' hands into immigration reform, literally flood the border with unattended children. Or at the very least, when it started happening, they're like, yeah, well, this might finally get those Republicans moving on this. And that being the case, now, I don't know how Rick Perry's ever going to prove this, but there is some evidence. Jay Johnson, Homeland Security President, Secretary, excuse me, U.S. border not open to illegal entry, but we have to do right by the children. Well, it's not an open border, but we're not just going to toss your kids out. We're going to, you know, we're going to help these poor children. And that's always the liberal card. It's for the children. I know it sounds somewhat conspiratorial, but it's plausible. So, though, is the fact that this is rank incompetence on the part of the Obama administration. Kurt in Stevens Point. Kurt, go ahead.
Jerry, I realize there is businesses that take advantage of the illegals, hire them, pay them cash illegally. But there is a lot of illegals that work at legitimate businesses where their businesses don't know they're illegal. And from
I know that's true. And everybody that's called so far wants to focus on the same immigration stuff that we've been talking about 10 years. And I'm trying to advance this a little bit. Kurt, thanks for the call. Jerry in Peshtigo. Jerry, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah. I heard on another talk show that bids were put out back in January to transport these people that were expected to come. So I believe that it was totally orchestrated.
Well, and I had not heard that, and I would like to see that. So, but if you believe it was orchestrated, toward what end? Forcing Republicans' hands?
No, towards
or just Texas. Open borders.
We want Texas. The D's want Texas. That's the bottom line. Look where they're shipping these people. That was a big tail right there.
But do you, and by the way, I'm not saying you're wrong. As I said, I am inclined to agree with you. But do you realize what we're saying?
I suggest
that the government would create a humanitarian crisis with young children for politically motivated reasons.
Do you believe that in 2014 a website can't be created? Give me a break.
But I'm just saying, if we're right about this, this is an amazing thing. And yeah, I don't know about a website, but if they really wanted to get the word out, what they would say is, this isn't going to end well for your kids. You wouldn't send the mixed message, well, the borders aren't open, but we've got to do right by the children. What do you think? Yeah, there it is. Is that the Daily Caller? Feds posted bid request to handle. Don't keep. Okay. To handle child immigrant surge back in January. Well, yeah, but the surge was already coming. A bid request posted to a website back in January indicates that the administration was trying to prepare for the heavy influx. Well, the number was growing already at that point. I'm not sure. I think this being deliberate is more disturbing than them being that incompetent. Mary in Green Bay. Mary, go ahead.
Hi. I got one thing to say, and I'm sorry if I sound cold, but I really could care less about the children at the border. I would send them right back. I would never accept them into this country. I wouldn't take them.
Here's the problem. One, that does sound cold, but two, the law doesn't allow that for children who are from countries other than Mexico. See, that's this is where the insidious part comes in, that the administration would know that the way the law works, thanks a lot for the call, if their country of origin is other than Mexico, you can't just do that. And yes, as a compassionate human being, once these children are abandoned by their parents, you're going to just turn them out. What are you going to do? It is the perfect situation, isn't it, for the administration to create? I do think it was in part to try to put, if we're right about the whole theory, to try to push Republicans on this. One other thought. The way liberals hate America, why the hell does everybody want to come here? And Newt Gingrich mentioned this yesterday, from countries all over the world, 100 million people want to come here. We're going to let them all in? 10:58. 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.